Today, a roadside epiphany reminded me that sometimes the solution is right in plain sight, and for some reason, our perspective on things is blocking our ability to see it. Let's talk about the downside to setting New Year's resolutions, how life isn't at all like playing Atari game Pitfall, and that freedom in Christ means you don't need to fix yourself. You're listening to I Meant to Do That, the podcast that invites you to live and lead authentically. I'm your host, Carrie. I'm married, a mom to four, a proud nan of two, and a recovering people pleaser with a dash of ADHD. I'm also a certified life and leadership coach and behavior specialist. Have you ever found yourself in the exhausted loop of overdoing and overbeing, striving for that unattainable perfection, or trying to be everything to everyone? Wondering how you got here? Hey, I've been there too, and together we're going to unpack topics and strategies that empower us to break free from that pressure, be unapologetically ourselves, and focus on what truly matters. Are you ready to join me? Let's explore living authentically with God, with others, and with ourselves, one conversation at a time. Well, hi, friends. I bet you did not expect to hear an episode from me before 2024. I didn't expect to record one. However, it seems that once I took the pressure off and said to myself, I can take a break, I had all kinds of ideas about what I really wanted to think about, process before the new year. And I thought, I can do this right in front of a microphone and share it with you. Because as we approach the new year, I don't know about you, but I have some attitudes toward New Year's resolutions. You can call them resolutions or goals or focuses, whatever it is. It's basically that general pressure that somehow through the past year, it wasn't there, but now magically we're going to have this motivation, the desire and the ability and the time to create these significant positive changes in the next year. And for many years, I was quite excited about setting resolutions. I thought they were fun. Sometimes I thought they were fun. Sometimes I became quite discouraged by the different goals and things that I had given for myself. But generally speaking, I like to dream. I'm a visionary type person. And I love to see what I can do and accomplish. And I usually have quite a few ideas bouncing around in my head at a time. And so the new year always feels like it's the perfect setting and the exact time to have a fresh start, to do something new, to take that big giant goal and make it happen. Once it becomes October, how do you start something new in October when you know January is coming? That's the magical time to start new things. I can go hog wild on New Year's resolutions and feel like this is the time, this is the moment. And I also can jump in before having everything all ready to go and all set. So then inevitably what happens is sometimes it's a crash and burn. And that's part of the problem with resolutions is that either we're going to succeed or we're going to fail. We don't really notice the progress that happens in between, because the focus is so much on the big thing that we're trying to get done. Another problem with setting resolutions, and this you already know, we focus on the things that we feel like we're a failure at or what needs to be fixed. We focus on those things and decide, that is how I want to enter the year. I want to enter the year trying to fix what's wrong with me. I want to fix that I'm not getting up early enough in the morning, or that I'm not organizing my day the right way. I'm going to get a new planner, fix that. I'm going to fix that I'm eating too much sugar, watching too much TV, or being too sloppy around the house. And then we use that negative feeling about ourselves as a means of motivation to propel us forward and drive us to success. But usually what happens is a boom and then a bust. About 40% of Americans report that they create these kinds of resolutions for themselves and have every belief in themselves that they're going to make it. But then at the end of the year, they about 8% report back that they actually succeeded. Only 8%. And they probably didn't feel good about themselves through the process. But today we're not even going to be talking about setting goals or New Year's resolutions. But because that's where many of us are thinking and that's where, I don't know, culture is at this time of year, I want to talk to you about something that's the opposite. And I want to tell you something that might be hiding in plain sight, a solution perhaps, a different way of thinking that can help you usher in this new year feeling refreshed and with the freedom to be who you are. And I have to tell you a story that compelled me to sit in front of the microphone today and record this episode. It just happened this morning. And it's one of those circumstances that make you think, why did it take me so long to figure this out? So it is not a story that paints me as a person who has everything all together and is the most brilliant person on the planet. And so that could be embarrassing, except it's not, because I've never portrayed myself that way, nor do I care to be thought of that way. So it's okay. So as I share this story, the first thing I want to do is set the stage for you, or it won't make sense. I walk my dog every day, and my neighborhood is a great place to walk my dog, but it's just one street, and then I'm done. It's not long enough. So as I leave my neighborhood, I come to a road that is 45 miles an hour. The cars go down at least 45 miles an hour. It's not super busy, but usually I encounter, you know, two or three cars when I'm on that street. So I have to turn to the right, and I walk down that street with my dog for about, I don't know, just a few yards. And then I can turn left and go into another nice, quiet neighborhood. The problem is my dog is an Australian Shepherd, and she is triggered by the traffic when it's going 45 miles an hour. It can go 20 and she's fine, but 45, she wants to chase, which is not safe. I've done all kinds of training with her to try to condition her to feel okay with the fast cars. We're just not there yet. So when I come up to that busy road, I'm always looking to see when is the best time to get on that street and make it to the next neighborhood. So when I leave my neighborhood and I turn to the right, it's not such a big deal. I go on the side of the road for pedestrians. I'm walking against traffic. But if a car comes, I've learned that my dog handles it better if I'm just a few feet away from the road. There's no shoulder. This is just a very narrow, basic county road, kind of out in a more rural area. But there's some houses alongside the road, and I just go up in their yard and I'm fine. I have enough space and I have her sit and she's okay. But the problem is on the way back. I come out of the neighborhood, I cross the street, and I walk down the road that where I'm walking against traffic, but there aren't any yards along that side of the road. In fact, there's just this big old ditch with a bunch of angry thorns and thistles and brambles, and who knows, I'm sure there's snakes in there too. And I have to walk along that side of the road before I can turn into my neighborhood. And when a big FedEx truck or UPS truck, which they're all out in droves right now for Christmas, comes approaching, I have to hold on to my dog. I have to restrain her back and try to coach her through the process of, here comes the car, you're fine. And so I'm always anxious. I leave the neighborhood to come home, and I'm always anxious and hoping there is not going to be a car or truck, because she pulls pretty hard. And I know it's so dangerous. And not only that, but every time she gets that thrill, the taste of the thrill of pulling and trying to chase a car, I feel like we go back a few steps in our training. Well, today I left the neighborhood, walked down, went into the other street, and on my way home, I don't know where the thought came from, but it hit me. What if I don't cross the street and walk against traffic? What if I walk back to my street with the side that has the yards and the safety zone? Why not do that? And so I did. I turned and I walked along the side of the road with the space, and a couple trucks went by, and she was fine, and I was fine. And then I turned and I went home, and I thought, what in the world, Carrie? How simple was that? I was so thrilled and overjoyed that my problem that I have been contending with for 2 years was now solved. But I was laughing at myself because I didn't understand what was stopping me from seeing the obvious. I'm still laughing, not in a mean way, but I'm still laughing about it because here I was managing myself and my dog in this difficult situation where I have no room. I'm on the edge of the road with the trucks speeding by, the ditch of snakes on the other side. And all I had to do was cross the street and walk through the beautiful grass with enough buffer zone for Dottie to feel like she could manage herself. It seemed so obvious. I don't know why I didn't see it. But sometimes we just are stuck in our perspective and we don't see the obvious. I was stuck in a perspective of, this is the side of the street you walk on. You walk against the traffic when you're a pedestrian. And I was unable to see it. It still blows my mind. And I'm so happy and excited to walk my dog tomorrow and not have to deal with that situation. So I want to ask us right now if we're stuck in the wrong perspective. Are you on the side of the road where you're having to contend with an out-of-control dog, speeding trucks, and snakes? Or are you walking on the side of the road where there's some space and there's some room and there's some peace and you feel like this is going to be just fine? That's what I want to focus on for the next few minutes. As Christians, we can live on that narrow road without the shoulder and the ditch and feel like that's our only option because that's the rule. This is what we're supposed to be doing. There's no other place to go. So we have to contend with the striving, the stress, the anxiousness. That's part of the journey. That's part of walking the dog and going through life. It might sound like this. I need to be more patient. So I'm going to strive and work on growing my patience. It might be recognizing I need more self-control. I feel like I need to be more organized. And the issue is I don't have self-control. And so I have to strive and really work hard to make myself what I'm not. Maybe each year you think of a word and that's your word for the year, but the word comes from recognizing a part of you that's broken, something that you need to fix. And that keeps you on that side of the road of striving and dealing and contending with problems instead of crossing the side of the road and walking in that more peaceful place. I'll tell you, when I'm out walking my dog, well, it's not going to be like this anymore. But on my way out, it felt great. On my way home, I've got to be on guard. I have to be looking out for what's coming. I have to be ready. I have to brace myself. I have to figure this out. I'm going to have to work on how my dog can be okay with cars whizzing by at 45 miles an hour, being only 1 foot away from the traffic. That's the goal. That's what I have to fix. That's the problem I have to deal with. And it feels impossible. It feels like no matter how hard I try, no matter how much training I do, I can't make it happen. And my friends, this is what we do. We put it on ourselves to fix problems that we can't do it. We can't do it on our own. We're not asked to do it on our own. But we feel like this is the setup. We're supposed to be on this side of the street. So I want to turn your head right now away from the ditch. And I want to show you the other side of the street where there's space and there's room and there's safety and you're walking through the grass. It's the peaceful walk home that you've always wanted. If you are a Christian, the peaceful walk home is always the place where you can be. We are not supposed to be striving and working and trying and grinding to fix ourselves and make ourselves better. Do you believe that? It's hard to believe because we constantly get messages that what I'm saying right now is not true and it's not accurate and it's just a lazy way to be. Have you ever told yourself, that's it, no matter what, I'm going to be a more patient person. I'm going to do everything I can in my power to be more patient. Or I'm going to have self-control. I'm going to do everything in my power to have self-control. And the whole focus is on what you're not and your failures and where you're messing up and what you could possibly do to fix it. And there's all kinds of books we can find and programs and different things that we can do to strive and work hard to try to be good enough, to try to get ourselves to that place. Yet there's that other side of the road. The other side of the road is, nope, there's no striving, there's no work, just walk. Just walk with Christ. Walk with Him as He does that work in you. When Jesus walked this earth, that was His message. And that's His message today. When He was talking to the Jewish people who prided themselves on keeping the law and working and striving to keep the law, He said to them, if you're weary, if you're burdened, come to Me and I'm going to give you rest. You don't have to do those 613 commands. Come to Me and I'll give you rest from all of that. And Jesus has that same message for us today. Come to Me. I am going to do it for you. Just walk alongside Me. One of the analogies that Jesus gives us in Scripture is that He's a vine and we're the branches. We are attached to Him. And just like when you look out in your garden or you look along nature, you see that if the branches are attached to the vine or to the stem, then it produces the fruit. And without it, it doesn't produce fruit. So all of that working and striving on our own is so unnecessary. We don't need to do it. We just need to be abiding. The word is abiding with Christ, which abide is a fantastic word. If you want to look it up and do a word study on abide, you will not regret it. There's this epic video game from 1982 for the Atari console called Pitfall. The whole goal with Pitfall is to not fall in the pit because there's snakes and there's alligators in Pitfall. And sometimes you have to jump on logs, but sometimes you have to grab onto a vine and swing over the pit and then grab the next vine. And it's hard to do. They have to line up perfectly and the vines are not helping you. They're just doing their own thing. And it's completely up to the Pitfall player to keep the guy sailing through the sky and avoiding all of the problems on the ground. You're not playing Pitfall. You don't have to be good enough to get to the vine, to stay on the vine. You don't have to follow a specific set of rules, do enough good things, jump through the hoops to stay connected to the vine. And when we are connected to the vine, here's what we get. We get to abide with Jesus. We get to experience who He is. We get to have what He has. His life is our life. We get to have all that He has to offer us. And this is every day. All day. We get to trust in Him, we get to enjoy Him, and we get to depend on Him because His vine doesn't drop us. It doesn't try to sneak away. We are completely with Him and He's got us. And He's doing things in us. He's producing that fruit. So as we are looking forward to the new year, and I am not saying throw out your goals, don't make any type of resolutions or anything like that. I love setting goals. I love to move forward and grow and learn new things and do things differently and learn from my mistakes. I love doing all of that. But as you go into 2024, as I go into 2024, I know I had an epiphany when I was out walking my dog today. It matters where you're walking. It matters if which side of the road that you're on. One side of the road, it's all up to you and you're not good enough and you're broken and you need to be fixed. And there are trucks and there are snakes and there's no way to win. And on the other side of the road, there's room and there's space and there's some peace and it's easy and it's restful and your burden is gone. And that's the road that I want to work out my goals, my ambitions, my endeavors. I want to work in 2024 on that side of the road. That's where I want to walk. In order to live and lead authentically, we need to come to terms and accept that you and I have freedom. We have been set free. And we need to learn what that means to live in that freedom and walk in that freedom every single day. And if this feels a bit new to you, or you're not really sure about what I'm talking about, and it maybe you've had a different message for many, many, many years. Maybe you grew up in the church like I did, and it didn't sound like this. It didn't sound this good. It didn't sound this like such a relief and a restful way to be. I totally get it. For the past, I would say it was about 10 years ago, I started to unravel myself from some of the legalistic, and I know that word is off-putting, but there's a lot of legalism in Christianity and the church, and I started to untangle myself from that to truly see what who Jesus says he is and what happens when he sets us free. What does that mean? And this is a big part of it. And so sometimes we lose sight of it, and it's easy to lose sight of it because it's a very counter message to what we're used to. And it really goes against that inner part of us that feels like we're supposed to be striving and working. It's all up to us to be industrious, stoicism, all of that stuff is such a deep part of me and my upbringing as well. And so I really get it. So what a refreshing moment today for me to be reminded and to see the answer in plain sight. Get on the other side of the street. And now I'm going to ask you, what is it that you needed to see? What is the perspective that is sitting there in plain sight for you? And what side of the street are you on? Do you need to get over on the other side of the street too, instead of trying to wrestle and wrangle your problems between the trucks and the snakes? Come on over. Let's figure out how to do it together. You might want to work on some things. You might have some goals that you want to set. Maybe you really do need to figure out a way to organize and restructure and reprioritize your life so it isn't so chaotic and you don't want to feel so overwhelmed and you want to be more focused on what truly matters most. Let's live abundantly and free from a place of abiding and thriving. Well, this wraps up 2023. Thank you so much for listening. Happy New Year, and I'll see you in 2024. Thank you so much for listening. The best way that you can support this podcast is by hitting subscribe or like wherever you're listening to your podcast. Leave a rating and a review, and also send these out to your friends. You'll find links to all of the resources mentioned today in the show notes. Visit carriegoodman.com. On my website, I offer free resources as well as opportunities for group coaching, workshops, and soon-to-be courses, so check that out. Remember, it's for freedom that Christ set you free. Be yourself. Enjoy today. This world needs you. Till next time.